Tony Hsieh's entrepreneurial journey began at age 9 with a failed worm farm in his backyard. The $33.45 investment ended when all his carefully tended worms escaped through the chicken wire at the bottom of the box. This early setback foreshadowed a pattern in Tony's life: learning through experimentation, embracing failure, and constantly reinventing his approach. Growing up with traditional Taiwanese immigrant parents who pushed him toward medicine and formal education, Tony instead gravitated toward entrepreneurship, seeing money as a path to freedom and creativity. At Harvard, despite his parents' insistence he attend, Tony embraced independence through unconventional choices, adopting a bizarre 48-hour sleep cycle, skipping most classes, and transforming the Quincy House Grill into a profitable pizza business. Here he met Alfred Lin, future Zappos CFO, who was initially just a customer buying pizzas to resell by the slice. These early experiences revealed Tony's core traits: creative problem solving, willingness to challenge conventional wisdom, and ability to turn mundane situations into opportunities, qualities that would eventually transform the online retail landscape. After graduating, Tony joined Oracle for the highest salary but quickly grew bored. He and his roommate Sanjay started a web design business that evolved into Link Exchange, a banner ad exchange system Microsoft acquired for $265 million within 2 years. Yet when the deal closed, Tony felt only apathy and relief. The deteriorating culture at Link Exchange taught him that money alone couldn't create fulfillment. Reflecting on his happiest moments, none involving money, he recognized that creativity and building things brought him joy, not wealth accumulation. This epiphany led him to walk away from Microsoft and millions in unvested stock options to pursue passion over money. What would you do if money were no object? For Tony, the answer wasn't luxury items or early retirement, but finding purpose through creation and connection. This existential crisis became the philosophical foundation for his next venture. With newfound wealth but lacking purpose, Tony met with Nick Swinmurn and Fred Mosler about their online shoe company, Zappos. Despite skepticism about selling shoes online, Nick was already generating $2,000 weekly from store orders. Fred had left his 8-year Nordstrom career despite just buying a house and having his first child. Impressed by their passion, Tony invested enough to cover payroll through year-end. Tony also explored poker, which taught him risk assessment and psychology, but realized he was spending hours in casinos without creating anything meaningful. A turning point came when he reconnected with high school friends, forming a community that became a source of happiness. For his 26th birthday, Tony purchased a penthouse as a gathering space for his tribe. His first rave experience showed him how being part of something larger creates happiness, a principle that would later influence Zappos culture. The rave culture's PLUR philosophy, peace, love, unity, respect, taught Tony to connect genuinely with strangers without ulterior motives. When the dot-com bubble burst and 9/11 aftermath devastated the economy, Zappos faced extinction. With external funding impossible, Tony used his personal accounts to keep the company afloat. Leadership implemented layoffs, remaining staff took massive pay cuts. Tony's salary dropped to just $24 per year. He housed employees in his lofts and sold nearly all his properties to fund Zappos. Survival required transforming from dropshipping to carrying inventory like traditional retailers. This meant building a buying team, convincing brands to work with them, updating software, creating warehouse space, and finding $2 million for inventory within months. Tony secretly planned to liquidate everything he had left, believing completely in Zappos. The strategy worked. Sales jumped from $1.6 million in 2000 to $8.6 million in 2001. Yet challenges continued. During a warehouse relocation, one truck overturned, destroying 20% of their inventory worth $500,000. With only 2 weeks of runway left, Tony sold his party loft at a 40% loss, immediately transferring the money to Zappos. His unwavering conviction ultimately transformed an industry. After surviving the financial crisis, Zappos relocated to Las Vegas with 70 of 90 employees, unexpectedly creating a tight-knit community that strengthened their culture. This led Zappos to prioritize culture over customer service, believing the right culture naturally produces exceptional service. Rather than spending on advertising, they invested in customer experience, offering free shipping both ways, a 365-day return policy, and prominently displaying their phone number. While competitors hide contact information and treat call centers as expenses, Zappos views phone interactions as valuable branding opportunities. Zappos spent nearly a year developing their core values, refining 37 potential principles through company-wide feedback. Unlike typical corporate statements, they wanted values they would genuinely commit to, ones they would hire and fire based on. Their hiring process reflects this commitment. Candidates must pass both skills interviews and cultural fit assessments. All new hires undergo the same customer service training and spend 2 weeks taking customer calls. They even offer $2,000 for new hires to quit after initial training, ensuring employees are committed to the culture, not just a paycheck. Zappos transformed vendor relationships from adversarial to collaborative by applying the golden rule. Their extranet gave vendors transparency into inventory, sales, and profitability, creating mutual accountability. This partnership philosophy extended internally. Zappos developed talent pipelines that turned entry-level hires into senior leaders within 5 to 7 years. After reaching $1 billion in sales, board tension surfaced as directors dismissed culture building as Tony's social experiments rather than core strategy. While seeking investors to buy out their board in 2009, Amazon approached them. Though Jeff Bezos had first reached out in 2005, both companies' perspectives had evolved. Amazon now offered operational independence with resources, and Zappos valued Amazon's all-stock transaction approach. On July 22, 2009, they announced the acquisition. Amazon became their sole shareholder, while Zappos maintained operational independence in a transaction valued at over $1.2 billion. What began as an improbable online shoe venture had become one of America's most beloved brands, not by selling the most shoes, but by delivering the most happiness. Tony's positive psychology research identified four happiness elements: perceived control, perceived progress, connectedness, and vision/meaning. Zappos implemented these by giving call center reps control over pay through skill sets, creating smaller, frequent promotions, fostering workplace friendships, and establishing purpose beyond profits. Tony categorized happiness by duration: pleasure, shortest; passion or flow, medium; and higher purpose, longest. Research indicates pursuing higher purpose first, then passion, then pleasure for optimal happiness. He noted that successful companies mirror personal happiness through purpose, passion, and profits. The Zappos experiment demonstrated that creating a culture focused on delivering happiness enhances financial success rather than sacrificing it. By prioritizing purpose over profits, connection over competition, and meaning over metrics, we create environments where business success and human fulfillment coexist. Happiness multiplies when shared, like a candle lighting 1,000 others while losing nothing of itself.